Hachette Audio presents She's Leaving Home, written by William Shaw, read by Cameron Stewart.
Chapter 1.
Why didn't you go when I told you before we left the house?
The question is aimed at a small, short-trousered boy moving angrily down the pavement. Nanny, hair wild in the October wind, drives the huge Silver Cross pram with her right hand and drags the little boy along the pavement with the left. Baby has abandoned Ninu, his felt elephant, and is grizzling under the yellow blanket. They had gone to the park. None of the other nannies had been there. It was too cold, but the children's mother insisted they go for a walk every morning before their elevenses. Mother believed in fresh air and exercise, though she herself preferred to stay home, sucking park drives and talking for hours and hours on the phone like it doesn't cost anything, and playing patience.
"I told you to go, didn't I?"
Nanny struggles onward, crab fashion, each arm extended, one pushing, the other pulling.
"Didn't I? I didn't want to go when you said."
Nanny is dressed in the ugly navy cape she hates. Her shoes are black tasseled loafers that should only be worn by grannies. Makeup is not permitted. Skirts below the knee. And as for the daddy, wandering hands. The boy already has the assurance of one who appears to know that Nanny is just a paid employee. £3.10 a week plus board, and can be treated as such.
"I need to go now."
The boy's consonants are clear and clipped. He comes from stock that believes that giving orders requires plainness of speech.
"Can't you just hold it?"
demands Nanny. The first leaves of autumn blow past the three of them.
"Just for 5 little minutes.
The boy considers for a second, then answers simply,
"No. Show me what a strong boy you are." "I am a strong boy, but I need to wee-wee,"
he says in a voice too deep for one his age. Nanny wishes she was better at this. She is young and inexperienced. She took the job to escape life in the English provinces. Imagining Carnaby Street, she got St. John's Wood and a small, spoilt boy who wears a blazer, woolen shorts and garters on his socks, and a father who wants to grasp her bum when the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?